possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Sean. So I mentioned Baseball Brett, and doesn't Baseball Brett call the show right away? I'm assuming... to express his disgust with Mego.
I'm sorry.
Brett, good morning.
I mean, I have blonde hair. Is this bad? Bad introduction to Mego.
I know.
Good morning.
I understand. I mean, she
Mego,
said...
Mego, I've heard nothing but great things. This is bad.
Brett, may I ask a personal question?
Oh, boy. All right.
Are you of Swedish descent?
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for you.
Oh, so wait, you give the Swedes a pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I just assume right. Like 90% of people from Sweden are blonde.
Right. I mean, it's weird for an entire group of the male species to gross you out because of their hair.
I didn't say gross me out. I said it's odd.
Did she say odd?
She said weird.
It's weird. Yeah.
Like Brett has no choice in what hair color he was born with.
Well, he could dye it.
Yeah, Shime's friend buzzes it.
He could do something to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, on behalf of the radio station, I apologize, Baseball Brett.
Yeah, it's okay. We're good.
What do you want your baseball team to do?
So if you look back since 2018, they have not had a winning season in the second half. So I think the Craig Breslow trade deadline is really, really important because they have not had success. Alex Cora is a great first half manager, but the only reason to be concerned is because they've had talent in the past and they have not had any success in the second half of the season. So I know Mega was talking about the trade deadline yesterday, and you guys were talking about the trade deadline left from last year with Craig and how she doesn't have a lot of confidence in him. But I think this is a really important trade deadline for the Sox because I think they do have talent, and I think they could make a good postseason run. But Craig does need to add a good – I told you, I think, last week, Craig, I think they need a quality starting pitcher. And I think they need a quality bullpen arm. I think those two things would really get them some momentum going into the second half and make a nice postseason run. So those would be my two adds if I had to do it.
Do they have to give up somebody like Jaron Durant to get a quality arm? They do not.
No, they still have despite them bringing up all of their minor leaguers this year. They brought up three. They still have like a top five, top 10 minor league system. So they still can get those. They can still get a quality pitcher and a quality relief pitcher from their surplus of minor leaguers. And if you look at a lot of the trade deadlines over the past several years, no top 100 prospects were even traded. Now the activity at the trade deadline hasn't been crazy, but I think the Red Sox could pull off a starting pitcher and also a bullpen arm without giving up anything. The only thing you need to do is just sit Yoshida, just not play Yoshida at DH as much as they are and rotate the outfielders into the DH. And I think that solves that problem. But yeah, you can do it. You can do it pretty easily with just giving up your prospects. So that's how I would do it.
Brett, so we've been talking about this. The name that got kind of thrown around because of Bradford was Joe Ryan with the Twins. So you could get a guy like that for just prospects.
Yeah. So the reason why Joe Ryan is the popular name out there, and I have a couple other ones out there, but it's hard. So yeah, you want a guy back with term, right? So you want a guy back. Joe Ryan has 2 years after this year. He's got 2 years back at controllable cost. I'll throw out another one, Nate Eovaldi. Nate Eovaldi's got 2 years left, but he's higher price wig. So he has, I think he signs like a 3-year, $75 million before this year. But obviously, Alex Cora is very comfortable with him. The Red Sox like him, but he's $25 million. So he's not going to cost you as much, right? And the Texas Rangers are kind of on the fringe of the playoffs. But someone like that who has, can thrive in Boston, someone like that who's a big-game pitcher, Joe Ryan would fit right in here, but he has term left. So he is going to cost a lot. I think you can get him from prospects. That's my perspective. But there's also 15 other teams out there that are trying to do the same thing that the Red Sox are doing. So the cost is going to be high, but the cost is always high at the deadline for guys like that. For fringe guys, like I think Greg mentioned Charlie Morton earlier, for fringe guys like that, the cost is not going to be very high. But for a guy like Joe Ryan, who is a number two-ish pitcher and would fit right into the rotation here, yeah, the cost is going to be pretty high. But he's got 2.5 years of term left. And that's why the Red Sox should treat Jaron Duran, in retrospect, that's how the Red Sox should treat Jaron Duran. He's got 3.5 years of term left at not a lot of money. So the cost on those players should be high, just like it should be high for Joe Ryan, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Rosenthal, I think, brought up Charlie Morton because he's close with Alex Cora.
Yeah, he would be like a 4-5. He got off to an awful start. He's pitching better now, but he would be like a 4-5. He would be a body. He would throw innings, and he does have a big game mentality. He has playoff experience. It would be an interesting fit. It wouldn't be my top choice, but he would serve the purpose of throwing innings. He has experience. He would fit into the clubhouse. He's an experienced guy. Yeah, it would fit the measurables that they're looking for, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Can you get any value for moving Cassis?
That's funny. I think Cassis has value. I think Cassis has value, especially for a small market team. He still has 4 years of control left. He's kind of an odd guy, but he's not making any money. 4 years of control, and I think he does have value. He's coming off a pretty serious injury, but that was he'll have a full year of recovery. I think there's value there. I think that's exactly the type of creative trade that I think Craig Breslow would be looking to make. I think Craig has to be creative to improve this year's club, and I think trading someone like Cassis would have value.
All right, finally, from your perspective, longtime, lifelong Red Sox fan, am I over?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're valuing the importance of chemistry on a baseball team. I've been accused of that throughout the morning, Brett.
No, I don't think you are, Greg. I think this team, I think this team really enjoys the Boston experience. I think they're winning. I think you're absolutely right. I think that does have a huge impact on the second half. I also think, and this goes back to making that trade for Rafael Devers, I think what that did is I think it gave a little bit of a runway for Alex Bregman to be Alex Bregman and have some of his intangibles on the field and off the field. I think that plays larger in the clubhouse by getting rid of Rafael Devers. Immense talent, but I think there was a little bit of walking on eggshells. I think Jen McCaffrey just had a really good story about the impact of Alex Bregman in the clubhouse, how players go to him and see what he would do in a certain situation. And I think he keeps them on their toes. And I think that is the vibe. I think that is the chemistry he's adding to that. And a player like Alex Bregman in the second half, that's why I'm a little bit more confident in the chemistry, in the vibes going into the second half of this year compared to years past, is because a player like Alex Bregman has all of the winning intangibles to bring to this clubhouse. I think that makes a huge impact. I don't think they've had someone like that in the past. So okay. I don't think you're overplaying the chemistry, Greg. Not at all.
Baseball Brett, not bad for an adult blonde male, Mego.
I'm going to feel bad about this later.
Nah, don't feel I know it.
I mean, I wouldn't go out publicly for a while when there are blonde men around. They might be angry, might want to state their case.
That's scary. Well, yes. An angry blonde man is not a sight worse that I want to behold.
Yeah, I mean,
men judge all the time. Why can't ladies judge?
Yeah, Wiggy's trying to like get me to go further now. During the break, he's like, "Don't apologize."
I wouldn't apologize for what
toes down.
What you like? Now you said not everybody like. Listen, not everybody likes vanilla ice cream when they go to the ice cream parlor. Some people are like, "Nah, I don't like it. It tastes funny to me."
It's a great point.
You know.
Yeah.
Stand on your beliefs.
Oh my God! Yeah. Twitch chat is so right. Jeffrey Dahmer was blonde.
So true. Yes, he was. Wow, it's a good one.
I don't know if that's
true. Wasn't Ted Bundy also blonde? Dirty blonde?
No way. Was he?
He might have.
I'll double check.
I think you're correct about that. At least the dude that they had playing him in the movie was blonde.
Okay, these black and white pictures make it look like he has very dark hair. I lied.
No. Okay, well, they're black and white, so I'm not sure that's conclusive.
All right.
The Bundy movie was okay. The Dahmer movie was excellent, I thought.
The
Dahmer
show?
Was good. Yeah, the show.
I couldn't get through it. It was too gross.
Really?
Yeah, and like many basic women, I read a lot about serial killers and stuff.
Okay.
But I didn't want to, see it. It was too disturbing to watch for me.
So wait, you're sort of like Courtney, where you're totally into the true crime,
I think,
weird serial killer
but
stuff?
But I'm not as into the... Like the court cases as they're happening.
Like
the
she's
things,
obsessed with Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
In that trial.
I don't like things that feel that have just happened. I feel like it's too close.
Oh,
it's
you
too
need
sad.
Some distance?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Answers. So I just was reading, Shime knows, I was reading a book about H.H. Holmes, who was the serial killer in Chicago during the 1800s World Fair. That's more my
one of the very first serial killers in America.
Yeah.
Really?
We did a segment over the 4th of July that Ken loved.
Oh.
It was called, Is This an Old-Timey Red Sox Player or an Old-Timey Serial Killer?
Yeah. I mean, that could be an issue if Ken likes it. Just kidding. All right,
he does being a single Disney adult.
So wait, what turned him into a serial killer during the World's Fair? Was he...
Oh, he just took advantage of the crowds who were showing up to the city. You know, people, when there's big event, it's easier for people to disappear.
Huh.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Devil in the White City. Great book. Highly
great book.
Recommend.
Okay. All
Came
right.
out like 20 years ago
All
at
right.
this point.
Well,
wow.
there'd be a good one for you on Netflix from a blonde guy. The Ed Gein story is being going to be played by
Ed Gein. Yeah.
Is played by.
He was a tractor salesman mm-hmm. and a serial killer.
Yeah.
Ed Gein.
Charlie. Hunnam. I've seen him act before, and I like him.
Hunnam,
and he's in Sons of Anarchy, but he's a blonde dude, and he's going to be playing that in the next Monsters trilogy, the
oh,
one
really?
They did about Jeffrey Dahmer
yeah.
on Netflix,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and then the other
that
guy.
That was good. I'll watch that.
Yeah, so this
When's
one.
When's that coming out?
This one is coming out. It is, let me see.
Is Gein the one that Silence of the Lambs is based off of?
Yes.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Top five movie for me.
Says September 19th. No, that was, wait a second. So it's, I don't know the exact date about it, but they're filming it now with him as.
What's the deal? I'm getting text messages with questions about this. The murder house of H.H. Holmes?
Yeah.
Is it?
He had a hotel.
So what was the deal with it?
There were like trap doors and stuff and areas that he could hold people. And
really?
Wow.
It's crazy. It's a crazy story.
And torture
And I
people.
Think Leonardo DiCaprio has the film rights. And he's had them for like 10 years. And everybody's waiting for him to make this movie. Like Scorsese needs to take that on.
So he was legit like the first real serial killer in the United States of America.
No, there were some before that.
There were
yeah,
some
but
before.
He was like the one, like he was probably the earliest, like most famous one.
Yeah. The first one that wasn't a long haul trucker. Okay. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.